tell us about the moment you found out you won £1 million.
Yeah. Well, he was out with my mum's birthday.
Right.
Whilst we was going on holiday, so we decided we was going to take my mum out for dinner on Sunday with my family. And then, so I then got an email. I looked at the email, but I couldn't sign into my account, so I sort of put it back down after dinner. And then sort of we come home, and then as soon as I got onto the Wi-Fi, I sort of signed in, and I looked, sort of scrolling through, gone to my ticket because it says winning matches, and then sort of clicked onto the thing, and it's come up, raffle tier, one prize,
£1 million.
Yeah, and it was like, no, it can't be right. And then I thought, I didn't know if I put into the email, and it was sort of one of those, like, the forgery one, the spam one. So I signed out again, and then I signed back in, and then 12 messages popped up in my inbox, and then that was it. It was like, McTyler, congratulations, you've won the lotto. And that's it, I can't run it straight to you, then I. And I said, I've won the lottery. And then Sarah was like, no, of course you haven't. Like, of course you haven't been. Like, but, and then I was having it, and she was like, oh my God, you've actually won the lottery. You got your app up, didn't you, to get the numbers? And you said, right, read me the numbers just in case. And then I was like, right, Navy 456, blah, 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 blah. And then that was it. She literally went at you, was like, you just won £1 million.
Yeah. How many times did you check it before you
lost count?
Non-stop. And the thing is, it wasn't, because it's not a 24-hour hotline.
Yeah, it was
online.
A Sunday, so we couldn't do anything.
So we couldn't do anything.
Sleepless night.
Yeah. We went to the shop, then we got a bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
We had a few drinks, and we were just like, sort of bringing each other back down again. It was like, no, surely it's not. It's not like, come on, just in case we get carried away. Stuff like that, we just wait to wait. I sort of rang my family, then you'd ring your mum.
Yeah.
We was telling them, and then it was like 8 o'clock, we're gonna know for definite at 8 o'clock. Yeah, and then I set our alarms, didn't we? And that was it. At 8 o'clock I was straight on the phone, we rang, we spoke to them, they didn't turn around first of all, wasn't it? I spoke to someone from the hotline. He then turned around and he said, oh look, yeah, you're 29th of October. He said, oh no, you haven't won. And it's literally dropped in me. I looked at you and I was like, and he said, oh sorry, it's my mistake, I was looking at the wrong date. Yeah, and he went, yes, I can confirm you've won £1 million. And it was
both of us were just screaming.
I know. And we have gone from here to there to here. Yeah. And then we just started screaming and shouting at me and cuddling. And,
yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. And I